With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Kremlin earlier today saying a Putin-Trump meeting is now been given the green light within the next few days. However, details have not been released. U.S. military says the restoration of torn down Confederate monument will cost $10 million over 2 years. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Restoring a memorial to the Confederacy that was removed from Arlington National Cemetery at the recommendation of Congress will cost roughly $10 million total, the latest effort in a Trump administration effort to combat what it calls erasing American history. Once back in the cemetery, the monument will feature panels nearby that will offer context about its history. The Pentagon expects it to take about 2 years to restore the monument to its original site. The base that it sat on needs to be repaired, and the monument itself will be refurbished as well. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Israel has been, quote, wrongly accused as it carries out military action against Hamas in Gaza.
You had the lies spread by Hamas and its willing dupes and apologists and sympathizers in Europe and the United States that Israel was guilty for starving poor children in Gaza, when in reality it's Hamas. It's always used food as a weapon.
And Senator Cotton says that Senate Democrats have turned their backs on Israel in its major fight against Hamas.
Bernie Sanders and other anti-Zionist Democrats voted, I think it may be a majority of them, of the Democratic senators, voted to cut off military aid to Israel in the middle of a shooting war.
Undisclosed technology issue delaying more than 1,000 United Airlines flights across the country. Airlines says flights and the routes were held up in many cases, and that underlying issue has now been resolved. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message all across the nation.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, Remember the Unborn. It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and families. Department of Veterans Affairs posting the proposed rule change and open a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. Officials at the VA say they will still provide abortions in life-threatening circumstances, but there would be no exceptions for rape or incest. This is SRN News. United Kingdom will start using a rather unique way of tracking rowdy fans.
A police force in northwest England will use a DNA tagging spray to try to curb disorderly behavior from soccer fans this season. Cheshire Police say that they will equip officers with the spray at all fourth-tier matches in the region. The spray marks equipment, clothing, and skin with an invisible, uniquely coated synthetic DNA solution that can be used for forensic evidence. Police say that the spray clings to the skin and clothing for months and shows up under ultraviolet light. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It is another decisive victory for the Trump administration and its ongoing effort to rebuild the country. Wednesday, Apple CEO Tim Cook was at the White House announcing the company is going to increase its investment in U.S. manufacturing. More details at srnnews.com.